Hello everyone, this is Dibakar and you are listening to Digital Marketing University. Today we will be talking about why LinkedIn is important for your business. I opened my LinkedIn account back in 2013 or 2014 and it was a waste of time for me as I had no connections and all my friends were on Facebook. But I was really determined to connect with the top 1% crowd of this country. I wanted to know how they were so successful and implement their techniques to improve my lifestyle. In an effort to do so, I updated my Facebook profile extensively. Although currently my Facebook account is deactivated, but trust me, I had 3,500 plus highly famous entrepreneurs in my list. I mean, in my friend list on Facebook. But back to 2019, for the last 15 days, I have been seriously working on my LinkedIn. And to my surprise, it took me only a few days to grow my channel, to my profile so effectively that now my posts are being shared by some of the eminent business personalities, and thus I decided that it is extremely essential for everyone to realize the untapped hidden potential of LinkedIn as a platform to grow your business and career as a whole. So the number one point, which is why you should be doing LinkedIn, is LinkedIn has more educated and career-oriented crowd. LinkedIn is full of career-oriented people. It isn't Facebook where every other person is either a fake profile or someone who wants to have a date with a girl. If you're someone from a country like India, you'd find only educated and career-oriented users on LinkedIn. This is a great plus and I'll explain it in my next point, which is number two, easy access to influencers. LinkedIn provides you with the easiest way to get personal with your idols. I mean, I love getting content from Brian Dean and Neil Patel. Although they are literally killing it on every platform, yet on LinkedIn, they might just accept me as a connection. So it is possible, absolutely. The real benefit of getting access to influencers is that they are watching your content. You may not realize it, but maybe your LinkedIn post about graduation day might have been on the newsfeed of Mark Zuckerberg. Let me share with you a true story. Recently itself, my article was shared by one of the most influential startup founders of India. And I couldn't believe my eyes that am I that famous? But well, I'm not. But you get it, right? That's the power of LinkedIn. And what's the additional benefits? If they have 40,000 followers, chances are even they would start following you. I mean, okay, if not 40,000 followers all, but 40 out of them. And but even those 40 people came to you because the eminent personality had shared your content. In other way, I would say that personality has sort of recommended your LinkedIn post. You got 40 followers who were being recommended by a eminent personality. That's huge boost to your brand, to your name, to your career and whatever. The number three point, which is why you should be doing LinkedIn, is because it is the easiest platform to go viral. I started posting regularly on LinkedIn for the last few days and none of my posts went viral yet. But although I have been, seen plenty of LinkedIn posts in my newsfeed, which had 1,000 plus comments and God knows how many views. So I visited their profile and surprisingly, it had only 1,000 plus connections. It was crazy. And I mean, show me another social media platform which can give you that much reach when you are not so famous yet. So yeah, okay, there's one platform which is Pinterest, but I don't call it social media platform. So, but you get my point, right? It is the easiest platform to go viral and I insist you to try it. Capitalize as long as the golden days of LinkedIn organic reach is still young. I mean, LinkedIn is still giving you a lot of organic reach yet. And number four is going viral isn't necessary, because the best part of trying LinkedIn is in the fact that you don't need to go viral to do well. Unlike my second favorite platform, which is Pinterest, which either gets you a ton of traffic or absolutely none, depending on a lot of parameters, obviously. But on LinkedIn, my every post gets 500 to 600 views on average. That's crazy organic reach. And 2019, where else do you see this? Even if you post 2 content per day, you will be having 1200, an approx, you will have 1000 people every day visiting, viewing your posts. And if they are attractive enough, they will even convert to your connection or follower. the number 5 one, which is the last one, is the fact that LinkedIn is the best platform to build a personal brand. LinkedIn don't like, you know, brand pages as much as it likes your profile, and with some basic knowledge and Google search, you can optimize your profile into a killer professional launchpad. And if you're seeking a job, your recruiters are right there on the platform. If you are a B2B business, your customer will be reading your post. And even if you are B2C business, you can get funded from your profile visitors. I mean, leave all that. You can get an opportunity to speak at an event. You can impress an angel investor with your beta launch post about beta launch of your product or software as a service or whatever. The possibilities are absolutely endless because the crowd is so elite and so professional and so educated. And I always say this to my clients. I am a digital marketing consultant, so I say this to my clients, that always create content to impress your competitor and not your audience. I mean, obviously you will give value to them, but try to give some more value and try to impress your competitor, because if they notice you, chances are you'll also get noticed by their customers. And if your competitor's customers notice you, then your business is going in the right direction. So with that said, I end today's episode. If you're listening to it on any platform, please subscribe, and it would mean the world to me. And I'm Divakar, and this is Digital Marketing University, signing out.